And now dictation for Tommy, T-O-M-M-I-E, Ogletree, O-G-L-E-T-R-E-E, February 22nd, 64. Address as a letter to Dr. Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, 352-8451. Dear Dr. Gardner, follow-up for Tommy, advanced renal failure, hypertension, small kidneys, last visit October. Right side, the lower back pain. Appetite down, lost weight. A week or two ago, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, severe, no bleeding, did not go to the emergency room, keep hydrated. Signals has improved. Has chronic nocturia, no infection, cloudiness of blood, presently no edema. Has chronic numbness on the left leg with prior negative workup, including nerve conduction study and needle myogram. Does have diffuse arthritis but no anti-inflammatory agents. Other review system being negative. Medication list review. Low dose of lisinopril. Way down to 148, previously 156. Blood pressure 110/68 on the left sided. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no edema. Non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, high potassium 5.5, normal sodium, metabolic acidosis 20, low phosphorus, normal albumin and calcium, creatinine 2.6, GFR 27, malanemia, normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, stable for a number of years, no progression, asymptomatic, no indication for dialysis, underlying hypertension and small kidneys without obstruction, no urinary retention, blood pressure appears to be in the low side, probably from the weight loss. There is hyperkalemia, discontinue ACE inhibitors, discuss about dietary restriction. He will monitor blood pressure at home, mild metabolic acidosis, presently no bicarbonate replacement, phosphorus in the low side, not on phosphorus binders. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. PTH needs to be added for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Come back on the next 6 months.